I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. Lawmakers are moving quickly to draft a plan for a minimum wage increase. Several state senators heard from stakeholders yesterday, including those representing retail and restaurant owners who previously opposed a $15 an hour wage. Senator Kimberly Lightford says her proposal would phase in the increase, taking industry concerns into consideration.
We all know that in order to get from $8.25 to $15 an hour can't be a significant jump or leap, that it has to be over a period of time to allow business to adjust to the wage.
The Maywood Democrat says a draft should be ready next week. Advocates feel confident this will be the year for an increase since Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker campaigned on it. Starting today, Illinoisans will be able to get medical cannabis as an alternative to opioids. Jacqueline Driscoll spoke with the Department of Public Health about what patients need to know.
Instead of applying to the medical cannabis program, waiting to be approved, and waiting more for a medical cannabis card, this is a separate program that allows patients to get medical cannabis immediately. But their doctor has to fill out a form certifying the person has an opioid prescription or would have been prescribed one. Signing up is completely electronic and can even be done at a local health department or dispensary. Connie Moody is the director of the program at the state's public health department.
The patient has to be at least 21 years of age, and they must also not have a CDL or a school bus driver permit. Other than that, the registration process is quite easy.
Patients have to pay $10, and it only lasts for 90 days, so they will not have ongoing access to cannabis. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
More than 20 passengers aboard a Chicago-bound charter bus were rescued after it broke down in sub-zero temperatures on I-55 near Springfield. State police responded early Wednesday after learning of the disabled bus and its 21 passengers, including two children. Police say the breakdown appeared to be caused by diesel fuel gelling in the fuel system. Authorities say a 27-year-old Chicago Catholic schools teacher is charged with sexually abusing a 14-year-old boy and battering a 13-year-old boy. The Archdiocese of Chicago says Yesenia Rodriguez was suspended from St. Procopius School, where she taught junior high since 2014. The Archdiocese says DCFS informed them of her arrest. The Cook County Prosecutor's Office says a judge set Rodriguez's bond at $10,000. I'm Dan Klefstad. This is Illinois News.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. A state lawmaker is proposing a plan that would use state funding to build a new higher education center in downtown Springfield. State Senator Andy Menar introduced a bill yesterday that calls for $50 million that will build a campus and public affairs center for Southern Illinois University. Winter weather can be dangerous for diabetics. Podiatrist Mark Leonard says one of the most important things diabetics need to do, no matter the season, is a daily foot inspection in an effort to check for breaks in the skin, changes in color, or other abnormalities. He says these checks can keep a minor issue from becoming much more serious.
If we can get to those and prevent them, it makes life a lot easier for both the patient and their outcome. So that early assessment and evaluation and treatment many times can prevent these things from progressing and turning into major concerns.
Diligent foot care is even more important in winter months, he says, when cold temperatures and slushy sidewalks can make keeping feet healthy an even bigger challenge. A new agreement with SIUC gets Kaskaskia College students up for an easier path to transfer after graduating with their associate's degree. Students can transfer into SIUC bachelor's degree programs in communication studies, industrial management, and applied engineering, as well as music education. The new agreement outlines which courses are required at both institutions to make the transition as smooth as possible. I'm Jennifer Fuller.